Campaigning 40 USC, socialist candidates prepared to fight Waltham Forest, 24 candidates and fourth biggest party with 24 candidates across the borough, the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, is the fourth biggest party contesting the Waltham Forest Council elections. Socialist Party members leafleted workplaces last autumn appealing to trade unionists to stand. We discussed with workers on the picket lines of RMT night tube strikes, and at Whips Cross Hospital. TUSC hosted a meeting to argue the case for a no-cuts budget in December. And we have consistently raised in the Save Our Square campaign that standing in elections is a key part of challenging the council's policy of handing public land to private developers to build expensive flats no one can afford, while 24,000 people are on the waiting list. The result. Our candidates include Whips Cross workers and tube train drivers, housing and Save Our Square campaigners, education workers who have been on strike in schools and universities, and community campaigners. The age range of our candidates is over 55 years. There's been a purge inside Waltham Forest Labour Party. Hardly any candidate who previously supported Jeremy Corbyn got through the selection process. Nonetheless, the pressure from angry working class residents, and years of relentless campaigning by the Socialist Party and TUSC supporters against cuts, and for council housing, has had an effect. Labour candidates declare on their leaflets that they will build 1,000 council houses over 4 years when there are 24,000 people on the waiting list. Some may consider protesting against Labour by voting for the smaller number of Green candidates, or for independents. We appeal to the Green, Independent and the Labour Left candidates, join with us in fighting for a no-cuts needs-based budget, and help us mount the fight necessary to win the funding Waltham Forest needs. Almost everyone we meet can vote for us. There's only 2 wards out of 22 where we don't have a candidate. Our campaign is big and bold, out on the streets as much as possible, visible and talking to people. We are conducting a central campaign that anyone can get involved in, so all our candidates feel they are part of that. At the same time, everyone has the freedom to work their own patches and run their own campaigns. We have a station road show in the mornings. As well as our main campaign stall on a Saturday in the heart of the borough, we leaflet and talk to people on Sundays and on weeknights at different hubs. We are at the main workplaces, like the hospital, the town hall and the job centers. Our youngest candidate has organized campaign stalls with other young supporters aimed at students. We want debate. But there are only 2 planned hustings, hosted by the Trades Council and Save Our Square. Socialist Party members helped organize both. Labour Party right-wingers try to whip up a Facebook frenzy against us on community pages, without much success, but disappear when we say, okay, let's have a public debate. We are enjoying our campaign. We know it's modest. But we have seized the opportunity of this election to put a socialist alternative before a mass audience. In our small way, we are pushing the debate forward in workplaces and union branches. Paula Mitchell, TUSC candidate, and William Morris,